This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
I've always felt that, you know, it doesn't matter who you fall in love with.
Basic human rights should apply to all people, including gay people.
Hi, I'm Emma Caulfield.
And I'm Amber Benson.
And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
I like to eat toast with jam. You like to eat eggs and ham. And if you're in, we can be friends, cause I don't have a problem with ham. I like to wear sweaters and skirts too. I like to do just what I want to. And if you don't like what I do with my life, well that's great, cause I didn't ask you. This is my jam. This is my jam. This is my toast. This is my knife. And this is my jam. This is my jam. This is my jam. This is my song. This is my life. And this is my jam. I'm gonna do this, and if you don't wanna do this, I'm gonna find somebody who wants to do this. Cause I am a person, and you are a person. You should want what you want, long as nobody's hurting. You're not gonna tell me the songs I should write, and you're not gonna tell me my clothes are too tight. Cause I'm gonna love doing all my own stuff, and that love's gotta come from inside. This is my jam. This is my jam. This is my toast, this is my knife, and this is my jam. This is my jam. Jam. This is my song, this is my life, and this is my jam.
You are beautiful.
Oh. Thank goodness.
In many ways. And like, mm-hmm. And obviously with PAX. It's,
yeah.
They recognize that beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. So glad they did.
So here we are. Look, let's look at PAX. PAX Australia, Melbourne. It starts tomorrow officially.
It does.
It runs till the 1st of November, which is massive, which is wonderful.
Where you guys get to beat the Penny Arcade guys.
Yeah.
Whip their booty.
I was going to say double licks, double clicks.
Double clicks, one word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9 in the Joy Studios. We are very pleased to have with us, and they've come all the way from Portland, Oregon, all this way, especially for this interview. It is the Double Clicks.
Hi.
Hey.
So happy we made it for this.
Yeah. Angela and Aubrey.
Yes.
Welcome to Melbourne, Australia.
Thank you. We love it so much.
And specifically Bourke Street.
Yes. I don't know the street that well, but I love it already.
Well, when I was walking up the road here from my tram, dropped me off on Swanston Street.
I know that one.
I walked past that public toilet facility that's just outside, and I just missed having a bra thrown into my face. From the door opened, a shaft of light came out, and a bra flew past my head.
What a magical place.
Were you singing?
Free the bra.
Like, were you singing? Were you getting underwear thrown at you for singing?
No, I wasn't singing. I was just walking.
Yeah.
Clearly you have a fan.
I think it was a random fan.
A Sci-Fi and Scream fan. A random screamer throwing
No, it was a man,
underwear.
Actually, throwing a bra out. Well, there you are. He's freed himself.
Okay.
Well, Bob has left his support.
Stepped over the bra.
We've learned a lot.
And that's just, I think that's a, what do you call it? An omen of goodness.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I think you should definitely take it that way.
Yeah.
Buy a lottery ticket or something.
You may see it on the way out.
Yeah.
Just for evidence it's there. Now, the Double Clicks are playing at PAX, but they've already been doing the rounds around parts of Australia.
Yes.
You've already been to Melbourne last week.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? At Butterfly Club, yeah.
Yeah, we played at Butterfly Club.
That was beautiful.
How was that?
So great. I never knew a place like that existed, and it was wonderful, and all the knickknacks are fantastic. And afterwards, we went to the piano bar.
Yeah.
And it was just like live karaoke with the piano. And we learned that there are like Australian pop songs that we have never heard that everyone in this country knows. And it was wonderful.
What was the one that stood out?
Oh, gosh. I wish I remembered.
Vegemite sandwich, that one, maybe?
What? There's a Vegemite.
It's not called that. It's called Land Down Under.
Oh, yeah.
The Vegemite sandwich song.
I know that one. Yeah, I've heard that song, yeah. Mm.
Is there a double click version of similar to that? Would it be peanut and jelly?
How about This Is My Jam?
Yeah, jam. Yeah. We like that kind of thing.
Like jam.
Yeah.
Jam's good. Yeah. Jam keeps things together.
Absolutely.
Two slices of white bread usually. But the double clicks you've described on the internets.
Yes.
On Wikipedia.
Yeah.
As a nerd folk musical duo based in Portland, Oregon, consisting of sisters Angela.
That's me.
Aubrey.
That's me.
One with a guitar and ukulele or cat keyboard.
Yes, correct.
Another with a cello. Cello. Sorry. It's a cello.
Yeah, I don't
Is
know.
Is that more than one cello?
Sure. Absolutely.
And you have songs about Dungeons and Dragons, dinosaurs, and other similar themes. Now, that's from Wikipedia, so...
So it may or may not be true.
It may not be true.
Yeah.
And we can change that at any time.
Yeah. I was going to say, it depends on who's edited it on the day.
Yeah. Exactly. We've also got Rachel Trance back.
Yes, hi.
She's the biggest, what I would say, double-click nerd.
I am their biggest fan. I didn't throw bras, I threw dinosaurs.
Yes, we do. We already have dinosaurs. I feel very welcomed.
Excellent. Dinosaurs without feathers, because they now think that dinosaurs probably were feathered.
Yes, it's true. It's very troubling. It's different from when I was a child.
It's fabulous.
I can't take change, but it's fine.
They are still really big chickens, which is big. Like my favorite song off your new album.
Oh, thank you so much.
The new album which I've got here. Oh. Yeah. Well, actually, Ross has got it. He's trying to steal it already. The Double Clicks President Snakes.
Yes.
What's that all about?
President Snakes. It's a song idea we wrote down a long time ago. We came back and had totally forgotten what we meant when we wrote it down. But President Snakes is, as you can see on the cover there, five snakes wearing a suit pretending to be a person who's running for the U.S. presidency.
Is that the Michael Jackson pose from the Thriller album?
Oh, it might be.
It sure could.
Yeah, it's I love it. The artist did an amazing job. But yeah, so the album has a couple songs about President Snakes and a lot of songs about being yourself and ignoring the patriarchy.
Smash the patriarchy.
You know, we prefer that, but some people don't like the violence.
Yeah. Jam it. Jam the patriarchy.
Yeah, jam. That's a song about the patriarchy.
Cool.
So we're a big fan of the new album. It just came out, and it's got all kinds of cool songs on it.
Very cool. Very cool.
It's brilliant. I highly recommend if you haven't listened to it, listen to it, because every song is like addictive, and as soon as you think you've found your favorite song, you go, oh, no, wait. This is now my favorite song. No, this is now my favorite song.
I love you, Trance. You're the best.
Aw. No, I really
When she
love
starts
you
stalking you, though, it's a cricket.
Okay, sure.
Uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, yeah. We've got a whole ocean, so.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Please don't put an ocean between us.
Now, Trance has got a question there, starting off.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. When you guys started the YouTube channel back in 2011,
yes.
Did you ever really imagine that you'd end up where you are now?
Oh, no. We really didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, we didn't really intend to start a band to begin with. We were just sort of writing songs. I had a lot of feelings. Aubrey has a lot of musical talent.
Classically trained cellist.
Yes. Yeah. So she brought that to the table. She convinced me to write some songs. And then in 2011 was when we decided we had been booking shows, but we didn't have enough songs to play. So we were like, we're going to write a song every week so we have new songs. We can fill up the time and not play covers. We started the YouTube channel.
Yeah, you had that 6 month, one song a week, was it?
Yeah, yeah. It was called Weekly Song Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was called that. And we would release a new song, and some of them were terrible because they were written in a week, and some of them were great. And we are never looked back, I guess. We started playing conventions, and it was awesome to have the band because we could go to the convention for free. It was sort of funding our nerd habit. And then eventually started being taken places to play conventions, like here in Australia to play at PAX, which is amazing.
Yeah, there's not many. I mean, you're on the front page when you open the website of PAX Australia 2015. You're actually one of the first peoples that looking out.
Yeah.
Looking up and out.
Yeah, we're right there.
You, the viewer, right there. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we feel very prominently placed.
Prominent.
It's wonderful.
That's the word I was looking for. Prominent. And it's good to see some nerd rockers that are female.
Yeah. We are.
What?
That.
Experience-wise, at conventions.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously things have improved, I would hope.
Yeah.
What was it like the first time, though?
You know, there have been a few experiences that we've dealt with, you know, people just challenging us. You know, I remember in a hallway of a convention once, we were standing outside with all our instruments, like, we've worked very hard to get here. We brought our own PA.
Yeah.
We're in a different state. And then somebody comes up to us and is like, what, you know, which Indiana Jones movie is that cosplay from? You know, just like, why are you quizzing me right now? Like, this isn't even a conversation. And
prove yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And we've, you know, since written a song called Nothing to Prove about,
which is a fabulous song.
Thank you
very much.
And that song has been in my head all day long.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome, and I'm sorry.
No, but in a good way. Like, good. Some songs that get stuck and trapped in there and can't get them out, that can be annoying, but that song has been...
Thank you.
Great YouTube video. I suggest people check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's
empowering and inspiring.
And it's got a whole bunch of people holding up signs talking about their nerd experiences, which is really cool for us.
Bunch of random geek girls from all around the world, and even some really brilliant, noteworthy, famous geeks. Amy Berg, Kelly Sue, Deconic, Adam Savage, Will Wheaton, just to name a couple.
Bunch of nerds. They're very nice.
Mm. Fabulous, wonderful nerds.
Yeah.
Because, of course, Will Wheaton's come out lately to talk about being paid, you know.
Yeah.
The importance of that aspect to a lot of people do things for free, particularly conventions and stuff like that. And I guess, he's talking about let's respect those people and all the work they do.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I think we were on an airplane when he tweeted that, but I totally agree people should be paid for their work.
Yeah, it is a good start, good start, and positive, and it's good to see. Yeah. Rachel?
I was actually going to just quickly talk about the Nothing to Lose song and film clip, which was on the Lasers and Feelings album.
Yes.
By the way, that debuted at number 7 on the
Billboard Comedy Charts. Yeah.
Congrats for that, by the way.
Thank you so much. The new album started at number 2.
Yeah, that was amazing. Ooh. That just like came right out of the gates, didn't it? Yeah. That was brilliant. The film clip for that was, you said a while ago, the film clip for that was based off the concept of a book trailer for Dear Teen Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a book our friend Josh Kagan, who helped us come up with that video and has worked with us a lot, he was published in that. Ooh. And he came up with the concept for the Nothing to Prove video as well, and we were very happy that he did.
I was going to also just quickly... mention, like, are you forever proud of the message that video carries?
It's great. I love that video. I mean, it's got so many people in it who aren't us, which is very cool, and it is so much beyond the song. I think all of the different stories that we couldn't tell ourselves because they're not our own experiences, but people talk to us. It's been played at Dragon Con, and it's been played a lot of places, and has over 1 million views, and I think it meant a lot of things to a lot of people who hadn't heard that particular argument articulated before, both women and jerks. And it helped a lot of people. And after that, we started a Tumblr where people could submit signs and stories, and it created this really cool community that we're very proud to have been a part of.
Do you think the message is like ever evolving? Because I showed that video to my family member of mine who's constantly being bullied by her female friends for being a geek, and it really helped her, like, just accept herself for who she is. And she's always like, she first thing she did was cry and hug me and I'm just like going, it's okay. She's like, thank you for being my auntie, and I'm like, it's okay, sweetie. And I think the message is just so much beyond actually what it is.
So
it's like an ever-evolving message.
Yeah, we're very proud of it, and a lot of people are very outspoken about feminism and all kinds of inclusion in the geek community, because it's really a place about being yourself and loving weird things.
Yeah.
So we might as well be nice to each other while we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's forget the internal misogyny.
Yeah.
Because that can be rampant, and it's always a disappointment, you know?
Very sad.
Very sad. But back to you guys. I mean, You, yeah, so you played in Melbourne. You've been to Sydney since then. I think I saw a picture of you by the... Were you climbing on the Harbour Bridge or...
We went near the Harbour Bridge. We did not do the crazy thing where you have to walk. Hook into it. That's okay. We got the idea. We saw other people doing it.
I think there's a music video there.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a cello on top of a Harbour Bridge with you.
That would be amazing.
Can we green screen it?
Let's just... And have the dinosaurs to scale,
Absolutely.
To scale the side of it, mm-hmm. but also bigger. Yeah. Godzilla, watch out.
Absolutely. Pretty sure Pacific Rim.
Can we have a cat in there too?
Oh, 100%.
Let's bring us to the cat subject.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you feel about them dominating the world and the internet?
Cats. I feel so good about it. Mm-hmm. I feel like my personality is super on brand right now for just the world because I love cats and I love dinosaurs, and I'll walk into any shop and there's just a bunch of cats and dinosaurs and I feel very at home.
Yeah.
There's a song on our new album called Cats at Parties, which is about going to a party where you're supposed to socialize with people and friends and then just immediately...
End up with the cat.
And just sit down and talk to the cat until you can leave.
Yeah. I've done that in a bedroom, though. It was a bedroom of a stranger's house, and it was a bit awkward.
Sure.
They had to wake me up, and they wanted to go to bed, and the cat was there, and I was curled with the cat.
Yeah, well, that's your right. That's a party. That's what a party is a personal choice, I think.
It's either the kitchen or with the cat.
Yeah.
If you can do both.
Yeah, if you have, get some snacks, get the cat, hide in a bedroom.
Have you seen the cats when they're wet? The new pictures that are out online.
No,
oh,
it sounds
cats
great.
Shaking themselves when they're wet. I'll post it to you.
It's Please do.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, France? Like the cats doing the, and they're like wet and they're
wet moving and their faces. Yeah. Oh, that sounds great.
They're doing that like
spittle
shaking.
Spittle everywhere for flying.
There was like a calendar with the shake dogs and now there's like the shake cats.
Yeah, I couldn't get into the shake dogs.
No, but shake cats, I'm right up with that. They look so much funnier.
I look forward to catching up on the internet when we get home. It sounds like I've missed a lot
so
of
you've
great
got,
stuff.
So you're going to do the whole 3 days, are you, at PAX?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Yeah, we've got a show on Friday night. We're playing a game live on stage with the Penny Arcade guys and Chris Straub. And then Saturday night, we've got our big concert, which is very exciting. The Excess of Awesome and MC Frontalot are also there, which is...
And it's Halloween, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which we've heard is not as big of a deal here as some places.
Well,
but
it is a Southern Hemisphere and it is a Northern Hemisphere tradition. But we also ripped off Christmas, so Easter.
Didn't we all? we're excited. Hopefully the cosplay at PAX will make up for the lack of Halloween costumes.
I've been watching the Melbourne cosplay community page because I've got friends who cosplay as well as myself who cosplay. I won't be cosplaying, unfortunately. But some of the cosplays that are heading to PAX are worth looking out for, so keep your eye out for those.
Excellent.
I've been keeping my eye on the page. And
have you guys been cosplayed? Has anyone done...
No, that would be great.
No one's done the double clicks.
No. Somebody said they might do it
for
Halloween.
Angela.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You look just like me.
I'm down for it.
You've got glasses.
Yeah, I used to have that color hair, too.
I remember. I loved your purple hair.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do you still have it? No.
No.
I went back. Because you guys have changed quite a bit. There's been a lot of changes going on. What keeps you focused on your music and this career that's just taken off? It's so big.
Just lack of other options.
No plan B.
No plan B.
There was no plan B.
I mean, that's sort of actually true. I quit my day job at the end of 2011 or 2012 because I literally ran out of vacation time. I was touring so much that I couldn't take any more days off.
Right.
And so we were just like, well, we got to do this tour, so I better work hard enough at the band that I can still buy food. and that kind of keeps us going, keeps us making a new album every year and putting out stuff on YouTube. And it's, I think, we're not the first people to say it, but just like literal hunger will keep drive you to keep creating. And I'm very proud of where we've come.
Hunger and sanity keeps the creative juices going. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have much of that latter one, but we have to do it. So we do.
Cool.
Oh, I was going to actually say your Kickstarter in 2014 for
Dimetrodon.
Yes.
That one.
The Cheeky Dinosaur, but it's like one of my favorite dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. It's actually not a dinosaur. Do you know this?
No, it's not, but it's always in the games.
No, it's in the games. It's in the sticker packets. It's a lie.
It's a lie of a dinosaur, but it looks so cool. Yeah. And it's in like toys and everything. And I'm just like, just make it a dinosaur. Just find something and call it that.
Sure. Well, if anyone is unfamiliar, a Dimetrodon is a dinosaur that looks like an alligator.
With a giant fin?
Yeah, with a potato chip on its back. It's a synapsid. It's a different group from the sauropsids, which is what dinosaurs are. Yeah. Synapsids evolved into mammals, while dinosaurs evolved into chickens and
turtles.
Aubrey loves saying the word turtle. By the way, Aubrey's still here.
Hi. I think they should find Aubrey. A new dinosaur, rename it that, and then rename it. Just because it always pops up in the dinosaur thing. So if they're going to keep putting it in the dinosaur bracket.
I mean, I think it's a good example of, you know, accepting the label that you want and not the label that society wants to give you. That's why we wrote the album about it. And I think, and also because they ate sharks and are terrifying. So
Yeah, they are kind of vicious because they come under the carnivore. Like,
they're very scary.
Yeah. That's so nice jaw set.
Say no to fin soup.
No
more shark fin soup.
No shark fin soup. That's bad. Mm. But that Kickstarter actually raised a lot of money. That was really surprising. That just like...
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I was watching that because I was like... I just donated a little bit because I was really broke at the time. But like, I just watching it go like from there to whee!
Yeah, it was very cool. The Kickstarters can run away from you. Yeah. We really wanted to hire this amazing producer, Mike Furman, and then we were able to do that and so much more thanks to the crowdfunding of our wonderful listeners like you. So
and the President Snakes Kickstarter. Congratulations on your new shiny cello.
Thank you.
Yeah, Aubrey got an electric cello, which is actually why we were able to tour Australia, because she doesn't have a giant cello that we can't bring anywhere anymore.
Yes. She just took the body off of it. Back.
Yes. Yeah, it's smaller than a guitar, which is awesome.
Fantastic. But the sound, no compromise in sound?
It doesn't make sound unless you plug it in. It's like an electric guitar that way.
Right.
So there's no acoustic sound, but it does sound good. Plugged in.
Very good. Cool. Well, we're glad that you get to travel.
Thank you. We are too. Yeah. It's been so nice. We love this country so much. Everyone has been very friendly to us, and we were happy that we were able to go around. Somebody made fairy bread for us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hundreds and thousands.
Yeah, hundreds and thousands, which also we had never heard of that phrase before.
That's a New Zealand one, probably.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
No, they call it fairy bread here, but in New Zealand we call it hundreds and thousands.
Oh, okay.
We call it hundreds and thousands here too, but it's not fairy bread until you, like, it's hundreds and thousands when it's separate, and then fairy bread when it's on the bread.
But yeah, they do weird things here. I don't know why.
We're very weird in Australia. Yeah. You're more organized in New Zealand.
No, something's wrong. Yeah, no. Are you going to New Zealand? You are, aren't you?
No.
Oh, I heard a rumor. No,
yeah, I wish we were. Can you bring us there?
Let's spread that rumor.
I would very much like to go to New Zealand, although I hope that's not a bad thing to say.
No,
everybody gets along.
Okay. Well, not at the moment. There's a Rugby World Cup, but never mind.
Oh, okay.
But yes, look, travel to Hobbiton and...
Yeah, I'm like the biggest...
New next music video there.
Biggest Lord of the Rings nerd, especially the movies. Like, I've watched every commentary on all three movies more than one time.
What's this like, living with... Do you guys live together?
We do not, absolutely.
Which
not.
Is how we stay sane.
Yeah. There was a definitely do not. We do not. No.
We did growing up, and then we stopped.
That's enough. Yeah. But look, it's a really interesting, you know, relationship.
Yeah,
it is.
Did you ever think that, hey, as sisters, this would happen?
No. I think when I went off to college, it was going to be like, that's the last I saw her.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's...
Did you both go to different colleges to get away from each other?
Yeah, so she grew up
That's normal, isn't it?
We grew up on one side of the country. I moved as far away as possible to go to school. But then after Aubrey graduated from university, she came out to where I was, and it was really nice to finally get along. You know, we have a lot in common. We grew up together.
Surprise, yeah.
Shared experiences.
And there are some people that you just get along with super well when you aren't literally living with them, and I think that's most people.
And I think with genetics too, it's helpful because you know how far you can go.
Absolutely.
And you know those strange behaviors are exactly the same as yours.
Yeah, and we still have to talk to each other no matter what happens.
At least once a year.
Yeah, so we might as well just have a good relationship all the time.
But with the studio stuff that you do, do you have your own studio where you record and do it all yourself?
We do. Mm. This last album was completely recorded in, I think, in my house, in Aubrey's house.
Yes. Cool.
We have an office in my house, which is where we work
nice,
all the time.
Nice.
And Aubrey is trained as a music producer, and so she produced, she arranged all of the bleep bloops, the cool stuff on our album.
Is there a blooper CD?
No. That just
that
like,
would be so cool.
Oh, that would
to
be
have
amazing.
The B-side.
Sure, yeah.
The B-grade
just the
B-side.
Real rough, everything.
Weird stuff.
People love that stuff.
They do.
They do.
We have a little bit on the internet. We have like a ongoing crowdfunding page where people can support us, and we'll post a demo there of our new stuff.
Cool.
People can hear what it sounded like before it sounded good.
We're starting to record something. We actually brought some recording gear so we could record in the hotel room, which I was very excited that it's working.
So portable.
I got the portable thing.
Is it a lovely view as well? Can you do it on a balcony? Or?
You know, we actually haven't opened the windows of our hotel room yet.
Oh, okay.
That tells you a lot about us, I feel like.
You know.
Yeah, I guess we only had a few hours. Aubrey did watch some Adventure Time.
Yep.
That's true. I went shopping and found so many things with cats on them. Melbourne.
Did you go to the laneways? Did you go to Gertrude Street?
I don't know.
There's cats everywhere.
There's cats. There was a place called like Cat something, but they didn't have cats there. But there was a zine store next door, and then all of these places
downstairs. That's Sticky Institute.
So great.
Hi, Sticky Institute. They make awesome zines, and you can make a zine. You just give them some money for the photocopying fee.
Yeah, people were making buttons when I was there.
Mm.
I love it. We have a place like that in Portland.
You hear so many good things about Portland. You hear about Portland being like, kind of like a little New York.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's more of a little Melbourne, honestly.
A little Melbourne.
A tiny one.
Yeah, because it's mostly...
skateboarders?
We do have skateboarders.
Mm.
It's mostly just hip little shops and people with hair.
Bicycles and beer.
Bicycles.
Furry faces.
Yeah. Bicycles and beer and coffee. And
sounds perfect. Yeah. Sounds like Melbourne, actually.
Yeah, people are very
proud of
coffee here.
And if you go to New Zealand, Wellington is where you want to go.
Okay.
It sounds like little Melbourne, little Portland.
Yeah.
Little Wellington.
That sounds great.
Good coffee.
Yeah, we're very proud of it. Although we've been having flat whites here. Is that, did I say it right?
Milk. Yes, you did. You did. You got it right this time.
I'd ordered it something weird this morning. I don't know what I said.
What was it like?
We love flat whites.
Yeah? Okay. You have them in Portland?
I don't think so. No, I don't think that's
just milk, isn't it? Milk and coffee.
It's just a latte, but it's more fun to say flat white, so I'm in.
There's flat white and a long black.
Yeah, Aubrey gets long
white.
That's
what I
get. Yeah. It fires you up in the morning a bit. Mm.
Yeah, she gets very excited.
Musical influences, I think. Rachel had a question.
We
about
have so
that.
Many questions.
Yeah. What inspires? Yeah,
I did. Mm. I was going to ask you, what were your musical influences growing up?
Great question. So we're from a musical family. Our dad is a musician. Our parents were in a band for a long time before we were born. I feel like, so we listened to the Beatles and
a lot of the Beatles,
the Monkees, and
yes,
just stuff with I think Pandora would classify, strong female, strong male vocal with a melodic influence and
harmonies.
Me so happy.
Yeah. As soon as I got to about eighth grade or high school, all of Aubrey's friends were listening to this band called They Might Be Giants.
Yay.
Oh my god!
And as soon as I heard them, I was like, oh,
they're coming out here. Actually,
they are
the gig. Yeah.
Yeah, really soon, like the second or
next week or something.
Next week. Yeah.
Will you guys still be here?
No, we're gonna be gone. Although I see them a lot. and I'd listen to Weird Al all the time. We used to listen to a kids' radio show. It was like all kids music, mm-hmm. So it was mostly comedy songs.
Oh, cool.
Every week, and we'd tape it and we'd call in a request, and like the Animaniacs and some song about Bahamas and pajamas.
Yep.
I don't remember
that guy's name.
Yeah, I don't think we ever knew it. So we love songs that are about words that are about have cleverness and that have that are funny. So So Tom Lehrer obviously also discovered that in middle school, and it was, he's got the science and the math, and
he was an amazing mathematician. So he lectured in math.
Harvard, and then did songs on the piano, also very amazing.
I would like to see Neil deGrasse Tyson do a record with you guys.
Yeah, okay. You know what? That's
he has a really great voice.
We can just sample it. I think we know people that know people that know people that know him. So I think we can make this happen.
Friend of a friend of a friend.
And now that I know that I know you, and you know the people,
you
that
should
know
just
the people
do an album with him. We can do it.
Just pretend. Rachel could be Neil deGrasse Tyson just for a moment, and then
record or
Ross
an album.
Maybe. Ross, yeah.
We got it. I'm in. I'm so ready.
And if you had to choose a favorite nerd band.
Okay.
Do you call it a nerd band?
There are lots of
geeky influence.
Yeah. What would be? Yeah.
Oh, Jonathan Colton.
Yeah.
By far. Mm-hmm. I first heard him in college when he was touring with John Hodgman, and just heard his music and was like, "You can write songs about this. This is amazing." And he's got the best comedic timing in songs. Most of his songs are also super sad. But the way that he can structure things in, it's a very organized way that feels very natural. Songwriting nerd, obviously, but he's amazing and has a great beard.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that for both of you or just Angela?
Like, I'll go with Jeff.
Yeah.
He's great. I love, if we're just going to do nerd music, sure.
Yeah.
Flight of the Conchords, maybe?
Yeah, that's a comedy band, I would say. Although they have a song about Lord of the Rings.
They do, yeah. What is it? How's it going?
Frodo,
don't lose the ring.
Love Flight of the Conchords. We love all kinds of comedy music, and Amanda Palmer, we're big Amanda Palmer fans, and she's very honest and empowering and talented.
She got baby.
She has a baby.
Oh, baby. Maybe the baby could do something soon.
Yeah.
Maybe do a record.
Come on. The baby's already been alive for like almost a month.
It's time.
Yeah,
get
come on.
Get that microphone.
It's soundbite time. Bring it in.
Literally.
Yeah. Let's do this. Yeah.
It's gooey and agaring.
I think the baby and Neil deGrasse Tyson should make an album.
Oh, what a beautiful top 100 at least.
I want, absolutely.
Well, woman.
Absolutely.
Actually, you guys have made a song that's very lullaby-like that I happen to think is brilliant, which is Lullaby for Mr. Bear.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ooh. And, I mean, I've sung that as a lullaby, as a last resort. Sure. For a child who didn't quite recognize the lyrics.
Yeah.
And
probably for the best.
Possibly, yes.
It gets a little dark.
I mean, there is a slightly less adult version that you guys have sung during one of your YouTube
We made a
live shows
a clean version.
A clean version.
it's not dirty. It's just it gets terrifying. Yeah, Aubrey wrote this lovely lullaby. Yes, I did. Ooh. And that is called A Lullaby for Mr. Bear, just about going to sleep and singing to your teddy bear. And then I thought it was too short, so I added a verse in the middle, from the perspective of the bear who can see demons and knows that everyone's about to die,
which is natural, really.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, when the monsters are there.
Things are under your bed.
Yeah. No, it's 100% true.
Yeah, see?
Especially in this country, there's like snakes and spiders everywhere.
Drop bears.
Yeah.
Vicious, legit. Zombied koalas.
Yeah.
Because they've got VD as well.
Yeah, we've heard.
Be careful.
Yeah, we went
let
to.
Them bite you.
If TV has taught us anything, is that these things are real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what the show is about, right? How about sci-fi is true?
Yeah.
Sci-fi and horror are actual.
I'd like to put the Kardashians in a sci-fi film.
Oh, yeah.
Sci-fi TV show? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fling them out into space.
Yeah.
The joy on your face right now. You're like, you made
it's
a
pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sure.
One way ticket to Mars.
Just don't ask her about ChavCon because.
No. Yeah. No. Chavs. You know, have you heard of that term?
No.
Chavs. Is it a little bit. It's not really. Is it.
It's
British, yeah. It's sort of like they're like a.
Have you heard the word bogan while you've been here?
Yes,
bogan?
That has been explained to us many times.
They're like bogan, but they sort of cashed up bogans.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a Kardashian type situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. Get it.
Chav.
Bix and Posh. Posh and Bix.
Yeah, I know Posh from British quiz shows.
Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they're doing a world tour. Would you open for the Spice Girls?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a great question. More people should ask us about that. You know, I didn't realize at the time, because we were both very young when the Spice Girls came out, but just about how great it was that there's all these women
how
in a band.
How influential, yeah.
Yeah. Talking to each other. They're very about
they
empowerment.
Made a
movie. And friendship.
Girl power.
Yeah, they're about friendship. They're about like being open about their like the fact that they're sexual and that they have demands. I think it's great.
Yeah. See, I was still salt and pepper at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. So yeah. I was still very, you know.
Push it.
Yeah. Like push it and yeah, salt and pepper. And yeah. I never quite.
Salt and pepper, Spice Girls. It's all about food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were all very hungry back then. And then you guys come along.
It's the seasonings.
Yeah.
It's the seasonings that matter.
Yeah.
Secret. Recipe.
Yeah, you're not just going to have like a band about potatoes. You need like all of the spices that go on the potato. Way more interesting.
Well, I don't know. Potatoes are pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we were looking at Halloween the other night, did a 2-hour Halloween special, and saw this great thing online about the turnip. The turnip was the original jack-o'-lantern, apparently.
Oh.
They're evil looking when you carve a turnip.
Oh,
apparently.
I bet.
Evil. We'll have to find a picture of evil turnips.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I just had this really bad image in my head of Baldrick from Blackadder and the giant turnip.
Yeah, this is exciting.
I feel like we're got going
turnips for Halloween.
Look, why there's giant turnips going on?
Oh, no.
Sure. Yes.
Oh. That doesn't work nearly
as
well.
That's a
pumpkin.
I'm just curious how you carve out a turnip, because last time I checked, they're quite hard, aren't they?
They're hard, and that's what brings that energy into it, I think, because you're really stabbing at the damn thing, and it brings out a grimace. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. That's not
They
even
are quite menacing looking, aren't
one,
they?
Yeah. Well, this one's gorgeous. Yes. There's a lot of artistic merit in that one. And, yeah, look, that one's not so...
It's a bit cute.
Not so much. But, yeah, and you can use capsicums, which shouldn't... They glow.
Capsicums.
And you can roast them and eat them
later. We learned that word the other day at a pizza place.
That's capsicum. A roasted... That's a pepper for you guys,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's pepper.
Yeah, pepper.
Yeah. We have too many things that are called peppers. I understand why there's a different word for it.
Yeah, there's Dr. Pepper, which is not a pepper juice drink at all.
Which is really nice.
Because I thought, this is pepper juice. Am I going to be drinking pepper juice? And
no,
I wasn't.
No, it's just a man who happens to have a degree
in peppers.
in soft drinks.
Yeah, apparently. I don't
cool.
know.
Well, excellent. So what can people look forward to? PAX is coming. You hanging around after that, or you just...
No, we have to go back home.
Go back home.
But we do, we have an online show that we do every month so that people all around the world who we do not go play shows for can watch a live show and they can talk to us during the show, which is really fun.
Oh,
and
cool.
So we do that on our YouTube channel. Hmm. And PAX is going to be great. We're going to sing songs about cats, about dinosaurs, about believing in yourself. About feminism.
Giant chickens.
Yeah, absolutely. Giant
turnips.
Chickens. Elephants. It's going to be wonderful. Snakes.
Halloween themed things. No,
you know, we haven't... We went to like a discount store. They were selling a bunch of Halloween costumes, but we didn't buy them. Although there will be at least one costume in the show.
Mm.
Just by coincidence. So check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Head to the PAX site for that and head to the Sci-Fi and Scream page for that, because we'll be there too for Queer Geeks of Oz on Saturday at 2 p.m., Saturday the 31st, Halloween Day.
Indeed. Come listen to us and check us out. We may be wearing hats. Well, I might.
Or cats.
Or cats. Yes, cats on our hats.
Cats.
No.
Not living ones. That,
no. But we will be there talking about the game being up and out.
Yeah, talking about representation games and all those good things that are important.
That sounds wonderful.
For our community.
100%.
Mm, thank you. Do you have any last requests?
No, just please don't go. No.
Okay. No problem.
Yay.
But enjoy your stay here, and I hope you get a massive crowd. I'm sure you will. You've got quite a following, you know. Have you been actually mugged yet? You know, not in a bad way, but like fans. Do fans do crowd surfing or do we have that happening yet?
No.
No mosh pit? Will there be a mosh pit?
Oh, gosh, I wish. We do have, there are frequently people who run around and scream at our shows and sometimes fall over, but they're usually under the age of 7.
Oh, okay.
That has happened several times, and it's just mostly just little girls like wearing pink dresses running around so fast that they fall over. And
yeah, you get dizzy if you spin around in the middle.
That's the show right
that
there.
That was just cool. Yeah. I remember discovering that as a kid. And I was like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah,
as an adult, people start staring at you strangely, but...
Yeah, but people are doing weirder stuff. People are doing weirder stuff on the street.
I think spin.
Throwing bras.
Yeah,
bars,
absolutely.
Spin and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Ignore the
circumnambulate, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, circumnambulate.
I think spin in a group. The more people, the better the spinning.
All right, everybody come to PAX. We're all going to spin in a group until we all vomit.
We'll fall down. Give those volunteers something to clean up.
Yeah, there's so many of them. They need something to do.
Like The Exorcist, kind of. Yeah, but more fun.
This is getting very exciting.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us here on Sci-Fi and Scream. Angela and Aubrey from the Double Clicks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And before we do go, before I turn off the machine, I wonder if you guys could do a station ID.
Absolutely.
I will write it down because...
Yeah, thank you.
It's always a thing.
Sci-Fi and Scream.
Scream. Good. I've had people say scream and squeen and things. And this one, Queer Geeks of Oz. Thank you. And obviously your names. And
should we say Joy 949 or you don't care?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Joy 94.
Joy 94.
949.
Joy 949.
Well, 94.9. I didn't know how to write point.
So I should say 94.9.
That's it.
Cool. Okay.
Yay.
Yes.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Aubrey.
And we're the Double Clicks. And you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Good for you. All right.
Yeah,
yay. Okay, you want to start this one?
Sure. Hi, I'm Aubrey.
I'm Angela. And we're the Double Clicks. Hey, you're listening to Queer Geeks of Oz on Joy 94.9 because you're awesome. Good work.
Woo.
Cool. Thank you.
That's you guys great. Have done this before, haven't
we have.
You?
Yeah.
You've been on any other radio? Not in Melbourne.
Well, we've been on Joy 94.9.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I'm listening to it right now.
Yeah, we've got a few things lined up at PAX, but they're mostly video stuff. So,
oh, okay.
We said videos. We were not going to go out of our way for anyone except for you guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Darn.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in all this way, and
we're so happy that fabulous. You got in touch.
Yeah, or I could you. Not. I mean, Rachel would have killed me if I hadn't.
I get the impression that she would have.
Yeah, I was like dangerous.
And only with a spoon.
Yeah.
Or a soft toy. A blade made out of plush. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Growing up isn't fast. In fact, it's so slow that you don't see it happen. I turned around one day to find that I worked a job and I had to file taxes. But I still like fun, and I still like games, and I still want to know all the dinosaurs' names. Dinosaurs were just really, really big chickens. Growing up is just being a really big kid. I don't feel old and I don't feel together or like I'm one of the herd. I feel like I just missed a whole week of class where we learned how to cook and how not to be awkward. I need a YouTube tutorial that shows how to get me the life that I'm after, or I'm gonna be the girl who can tell you that that thing's too big to be a velociraptor. Dinosaurs were just really, really big chickens. And growing up is just being a really big kid. Time goes by quickly now. A lot has changed since I was a kid. There used to be something called Brontosaurus. Dinos didn't have feathers, but now we're pretty sure that they did. Covered in feathers, weird. It's gonna be okay. Dinosaurs were just really, really big chickens. Growing up is just being a really big kid.
Quartz. Quartz scene.
Quartzine, Queer Art Zine is a free digital and print zine initiative to showcase and promote LGBTIQ visual arts, comics, cartooning, and writing talent. So from prose to poems to print to pencil, that's Quartzine. And we need your help. You can submit your work to us at quartz@outlook.com.au. You have until November 27, 2015. Submit now. Find us on Facebook. Quartz. Quartzine.
The Queer Art Scene.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.